Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you a special edition of the Sales for Lawyers podcast. This episode, entitled Split the Baby, is about allocating business development budget between sales and marketing. Split the Baby is intended for firm leadership. For listeners who are not yet in a leadership role, you may want to listen to one of our other episodes, such as Don't Be Trigger Happy or Wait Your Turn. Those episodes provide practical advice and examples of how to sell legal services rather than how to manage a legal business. For those of you who are still with me and want to know how to split the baby, let's first define what the baby is. About 10% of your business's total budget should be allocated toward client acquisition. So if you generate about $100 million in revenue, I'm seriously suggesting that you spend $10 million on client acquisition, which includes both marketing and sales. If you're doing $1 billion or more in revenue, you can bring the business development budget down to 5 to 7%. I do realize that that is a lot of money, but research shows that if you're not spending at least 5% of your revenue on client acquisition, you're not fully exploiting your advantage, and you're therefore likely leaving a lot of revenue on the table. So, 5 to 10%, depending on your business size. How exactly should that money be spent? Almost every firm has a marketing budget for conferences, lunch meetings, maybe a box for a sporting team, business cards and other printed materials, websites, tables and advertisements at charity events and programs, and other expenses that raise the profile of the firm and or its attorney representatives. Those marketing expenses are very important. I don't suggest that you reduce them. The thing is, not as many firms have a sales budget for expenses necessary to convert prospects into clients during the prospect's current purchasing cycle. These selling expenses include CRM software, sales support staff to manage the software and identify and qualify leads. That's right, you may need the staff that you've been laying off during the pandemic to help you with your selling responsibilities. Other sales expenses include sales training, sales-specific travel, and so on. If you don't have these kinds of expenses, you seriously should consider adding them, because many of your peer legal firms and certainly other legal service providers already have sales budgets. I don't believe there's a one-size-fits-all allocation between brand awareness spending and sales conversion spending. You probably have a pretty good idea of where your firm stands and where you want it to be in the next 3 to 5 years, so let that be your guide. The best time to allocate the budget is after you've developed a business development strategy, including how you intend to promote your brand to your client profile, the specific clients you intend to pursue in the coming year, the lead generation tools you intend to deploy in those pursuits, your internal staffing needs relating to business development, and any external expertise you deem necessary to achieve the outcomes set forth in your firm's business development strategy document. Now, this type of planning isn't only for large firms. Small businesses need it as well. Those of us who run small firms need budgets for email marketing platforms, CRMs, social media marketing, sales training, administrative staff. In fact, we may be able to pick up some super talented staff laid off by big law during the pandemic. Now may be the perfect time for that. To summarize, I believe the days of law firms allocating 2% of budget purely to marketing activities with nothing allocated to selling activities are a thing of the past. Unless you're at the point where clients just call you up and hire you over the phone with no outreach or conversion activity, necessary on your part. You need to invest part of your business development budget into sales. Therefore, proper allocation of business development budget requires intentionality on your part. For more information about sales budgeting, read Chapter 6 in my Sales for Lawyers trade book, which is available on Apple, Amazon, and at other retailers. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Join me next time for a regular episode of the Sales for Lawyers podcast, when I will discuss a sales tip.